And today's topic is the minimal hanger distance estimation for the randomized player winner design. And this is part of the work from my dissertation, and it's a joint work with my major professor, Dr. Vijay Shankar. And so, actually, today I just want to introduce another way to make the inference from the data we obtained from the play the winner's design. So let's first talk about what is the minimum hanger distance estimation for the IID case. So suppose we have a random variable x1 through xn, and then the hanger distance is just, and suppose that those xi's belongs to the density belonging to the specific parametric family, say f theta, then the hanger distance is just a L2 norm of the difference between f square root of f theta x and then the nonparametric density function estimator of those xi's. So this is the definition of the nonparametric estimate of the density of xi, and it's based on the data we collect, those xi's, and k is so-called a kernel density, which we will usually choose a symmetric density function like normal or Eppanchikov kernel, and Cn is the bandwidth of the kernel density. And so the minimal hanger distance estimator is the estimate which belongs to the parametric space that minimizes this distance. So let's do a little algebra here. The theta which minimizes this distance is equal to maximize this quantity. So this is the definition of the minimal hanger distance estimate. Any questions so far? No. And why we come up with the idea of using this minimum hanger distance estimate? Because it has been studied, it's more robust than MLE. Let's illustrate this point by taking a look at the discrete density function. So let f theta x represent a family of probability mass function having a countable support. Then in the discrete case, the nonparametric density function estimate won't involve the kernel density. It's just the proportion of the x which is xi. So we just count like how many observation is xi and then take the proportion. So let's denote the gnx as pnx. In this case, the MHDE, the minimum hanger distance estimate, is the theta which maximizes this quantity. So if we take the partial derivative with respect to theta and set it equal to zero, so for theta, we can get this equation, number one. And for MLE, we know as maximal likelihood estimate, so it's equal to find the log likelihood to maximize the log likelihood function. So we just take the log of the joint density function and it becomes the sum of the log. And then we did the same procedure, take the partial derivative with respect to theta, and then solve for theta. we can get this equation, which is equals to this one. We just multiply n over 1 over n in both sides, and it would equal to sum across x times the probability x shows up. So this equation would equals to, we just equals to this one. So by comparing 1 and 2, so the difference is in a minimal angle distance estimate, instead of having Pn, square root of Pn, we have square root of f theta x here. And if x is the outlier, this f theta x square tends to be very small. So in this case, this estimation function gives less weight on the outlier. Therefore, the MHD is more robust than MLE. And some nice asymptotically efficient properties have also been studied in Burren's paper back in 1977. And I also did a small simulation to illustrate these robustness properties. I generate 1,000 samples, each have sample size 20, and 18 of them come from normal 0-1 distribution, and 2 of them come from normal mean 5 variance 1, which I assume they to be an outlier. And I capture both MLE, the mean, and MHD for each sample, then make a scatter plot. And it shows that for the MLE case, those estimates shift to the right due to the outlier, these two outliers. But MHD still centered at zero. And it has been studied that the breakdown point is half. So if you add 50% of the outlier, it can still have these robustness properties. So we want to apply these estimators to randomized Prandtl winner design. So let's talk about what is randomized Prandtl winner design. This is an urn design. So we will start, suppose we have a treatment equals to 2 case, and we will start an urn with two different kind of ball. NA0 balls of type A and NB0 balls of type B. And then assume the patient arrives sequentially, then we will draw a ball from the urn and assign the patient according to the type of the ball. And update the urn as the following. If the response is a success on treatment A or a failure on treatment B, then K type of the A ball will be added to the urn. K type A ball will be added to the urn. And if it's a success on treatment B or failure on treatment A, we will add K type B balls to the urn. And repeat this procedure until all the patients got the treatment assignment. That Xij denotes the measure on this patient receiving ice treatment. And alternatively, we can express the data as x1 tau 11, x1 tau 12. Tau 1j is the index of the J's patient receiving treatment I amongst patients from 1 to n. And then n1, n2. Represent the number of patients assigned to treatment A and B. And X, I put another index for treatment here because this X1 will be usually be considered as the secondary variable collected from the patient. So we want to combine these two ideas together. So how to combine these two ideas together is based on the theory by Melfi and Page at 2000. So condition on all the treatment assignments. This x1 tau 1 i's and x2 tau 2 j's, they are two independent sequences. Both of the sequences forms their own IID sequence of variables. So let's say those measurements who receive treatment I have is distributed f theta, then those measurements who receive treatment B have distributed as G phi. Then theta, and we assume theta and phi are functionally independent. So, and we also let pi A and pi B denote a syntactic proportion of patients allocated to treatment A and B. Then we define, I put a C here, CHD, we can consider as a combined Hellinger distance of these two treatments, and pi A times H2 F theta 1 H1 plus pi B times HD2 GV H2. So the nonparametric density function estimator from the treatment A would be, here would be the, we will put x1 tau 1j here. And similarly for the patient who received treatment B. And we will, and the quantity pi A and pi B will be replaced by the proportion n1 over n and n2 over n. And this is the estimate we got. So we assume that the CHD function is differentiable with respect to theta and phi. So then we can obtain the estimation function for theta and phi by partially differentiating. And we will get these two functions. So if we want to solve for, if we want to get an estimate of theta, we just need to solve this equation. So, talking about solving the equation, the Newton-Raphson method has been used for a long time, and people have developed a Newton-Raphson method to solve this equation. And we come up with a nice idea called the one-step Monte Carlo approximation method. So we want to find a theta which minimize this, maximize this quantity. And if we re-express this function as the following, and by the strong law of large number, we can approximate this integration by the sum of this quantity. And Vyi here have a H1n distribution. But so let's take a look what is the H1n distribution. H1n is the kernel density estimator, right? It's like this. So if we assume K, the kernel density is normal 0, 1, and then we're plugging in this into the normal 0, 1, we got a function like this. And we put Cn into this sum. This is normal with mean x1 tau 1j and variance cn squared. So therefore we can think of yi comes from a discrete distribution taking the value from one of these normal variables with equal probability 1 over, it's like a mixture, and taking the because here is 1 over n and 1, so take one of the normal value with equal probability. Therefore we need to find the theta which maximize this quantity, and then why I have a distribution like this mixture normal. So we just take the partial derivative of function 4 with respect to mu and then set them equals to 0, we can get the following update formula for mu. And similarly for sigma squared, we can also get the update formula. And so the iterative algorithm for this MC approximation is that generate a random variable for each data point from the kernel densities with mean xi tau ij, with mean of this specific mean equals to this specific data point, and then variance equals to cn squared, and choose one of them with equal probability 1 over n 1, and keep this value, and repeat this. Because we want to do an approximation, we will do like 1,000, I even try 5,000 times, then find the initial value for mu, which is the median, and then the initial value for sigma is also a function of a median, and use 5 and 6 to update mu and sigma, and we will stop when they converge. So the good part of this approximation that it is easier to implement, because when you deal with Newton-Raphson, you need to deal with the Hessian matrix, take a lot of derivative, and so it's easier to implement, especially when we do the bootstrap, and it's less sensitive to the initial value. And I mentioned about the bootstrap here, it's because when we're doing this kind of calculations, we didn't account for the design. We just take the measurements, Olga, Trimmer, and the A, then get an estimate, mu, and all the measurements, Olga, Trimmer, B, and then get a measurement. So actually, when we estimate theta and phi by a method we mentioned, either Newton-Raphson or one-step Monte Carlo approximation, we are actually getting a syntactic estimate. So therefore, a syntactic confidence interval for mu n1 is mu n1 plus or minus this z alpha over 2 times sigma n1 hat, because it has been shown that the asymptotic distribution is normal. So we can use the parametric bootstrap method to obtain a confidence interval for the estimates, and this method will also account for the design. So how to find the procedure is as the following. The first is we obtain the success probability of treatment A and B from the data set. It just the the proportion of the patient who succeed in treatment A and B. Then we will simulate this design, start with the urn, the same content with NA0 of both of type A and NB both of type B, and then draw, assume that patient come arrive sequentially, we will draw a ball from the urn. And if it's a type A ball, we will generate a normal mu N1 and mu N1 hat. We will generate a normal random variable with mean. This mean equals to this Hellinger distance estimate, and also the sigma squared, which is obtained from the minimum Hellinger distance estimate. And then simulate the outcome by PA. How to simulate? We will generate a uniform 0-1 random variable. If this random variable is greater than PA, we say it's a failure. If it's less than PA, we say it's a succeed. So if we draw and then update the urn, if it succeed at A, we will put K type A ball back to the urn. So and if it's a failure in the treatment B, we will also put K type A ball to the urn. So we repeat this N times, and then obtain the MHD from the data we got in this second step. And we will repeat this procedure 2 and 3 for 300 times. And then the lower bound of the confidence interval, the lower bound of the 95% bootstrap confidence interval for mu N1 will be the 2.5 percentile of this 300 estimate, and then the upper bound would be the 97.5 percentile of this estimate. So this is how we construct the confidence interval, account for the design. And the next part is all these algorithms we have create the SAS micro. So if you want to get the minimal Hellinger distance estimate, you just need to plug in the micro, then you can get it. Okay. And I also have a result doing the analysis, and if you want to see the result, you can just